11 years after Congress passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a slim majority of the Supreme Court used the law in its ruling that four contraceptives, including two versions of the morning-after pill, don't have to be covered by health insurance if they violate the religious faith of private business owners. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that's not how the Supreme Court is supposed to work.
They're the final guarantor of what the Constitution allows. You pass a statute, they could say it violates the Constitution, but they didn't say it violated the Constitution. They said it violated this other congressional statute. And they're supposed to assume that we know what the congressional statutes are and we're writing them harmoniously. But the nice thing is, because they made their ruling on statutory grounds, we can fix the statute. So it's a simple fix. I haven't done the vote counting on it, but it seems pretty basic.
Kaine and many other Democrats are trying to overturn the ruling with legislation they say will protect female workers. But Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel says both sides are overreacting.
It's not quite the loss to women's rights, I mean the right to an abortion, but nor is it that great a victory for right to life.
Ridgel is a business owner. He says he knows from personal experience the court's ruling that smaller, privately owned companies can make business decisions based on the owner's personal religious beliefs makes sense.
You know, the company that I own, it's very much a personal extension of me and that kind of thing.
In the wake of the ruling, it's not just Republicans who say the debate over contraceptives on Capitol Hill has become overblown. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran says members of his own party are overreacting to the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision.
It's a much more restrictive decision than is being portrayed by either side.
But many other Democrats say some of the contraceptives the court ruled don't have to be offered, women need for medical reasons. Still, Moran says both parties are using the decision to rev up their bases.
Because it's being used as a fundraising tool.
Many in the GOP are praising the court for what they say is upholding religious freedom. I'm Matt Laszlo.